A lot of people talking this morning about Charlize Theron and the controversial comment she made about life in the spotlight.
And the Academy Award winner using a questionable analogy when discussing her celebrity. ABC's Lindsay Janis is here with more on this story. A lot of people talking about this morning, Lindsay.
A lot of people very riled up. Good morning, Dan and Bianna. Charlize Theron was in the UK promoting her movie A Million Ways to Die in the West when she used an unfortunate word to describe what it's like to see stories about her personal life on the internet. Her comments have a lot of people fired up.
Charlize Theron, the statuesque beauty and Oscar-winning actress, is in hot water for equating paparazzi intrusion with rape.
I think it's when you start living in that world and doing that that you start, I guess, feeling raped.
The controversial comments were made this week on Britain's Sky News as she was explaining why she doesn't Google herself.
Some people might relish in all of that stuff, but there are certain things in my life that I think of as very sacred, and I'm very protective over them.
But this morning, Theron's use of the word rape is igniting a backlash on social media. Intrusive press coverage is nothing like rape, Charlize Theron, not even close. Hashtag think before you speak. And have you ever been raped? How dare you use the term so loosely?
There was one wrong word choice, and it overshadows the entire point that she was trying to make, which is she clearly feels violated by the media and the intrusions into her life.
Theron is no stranger to the issue.
She could be your mother, your sister, your daughter.
She starred in several public service campaigns aimed at stopping rape, including one in her native South Africa.
Every 26 seconds, a woman is raped in South Africa.
Theron isn't the first celebrity to come under fire for using the word. In 2010, Kristen Stewart told British Elle magazine that looking at paparazzi photos was like looking at someone being raped. And in 2011, Johnny Depp told Vanity Fair magazine that being photographed was like being raped. Both later apologized.
Well, we've reached out to Theron for comment, but she hasn't responded. We did, however, get a response from the nation's largest anti-sexual violence organization. It says, the horror of being raped should never be compared to the unpleasantness that someone could experience Googling themselves. We all know what she meant,
right.
And clearly she has been an advocate against rape for some time. So
we can't speak for her, but clearly she's wishing she used different language.
Unfortunate word.
Yeah. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you, Lindsay. Appreciate it.